One of them wanted to be the security guy. He claimed he was a security guy.
I got a flat spot. Jarvis, you didn't tell me about the flat spot on top of my head here.
I'm sorry, I didn't
All
see
right, well, that's the way it goes. Welcome to Security Guy Radio. Your host, Chuck Harold, and Jarvis Essex, my number two man today, an engineer. And today, we had a couple little technical glitches, didn't we, Mr. Jarvis?
Yeah, we did.
A little slow starts, yeah. False starts there. Security Guy Radio is still on the air, and today we're going to talk about gunshot detection. Now, you may have heard me mention this last year from As Is and IC West, remember?
Right.
How the technology was coming along, and when a gunshot goes off, you know, at the time, maybe a couple years ago, they could tell, you know, it's over here. It's in that sector. And then people started fine-tuning it to the point where maybe that's a 45 as opposed to a 22. Now there's a lot of technology connected to that, and mobile apps is kind of cool. And it's sad to say it's cool. They have to detect gunshots, okay?
Right.
That's kind of an oxymoron,
right.
But at least we're trying to do something about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to welcome my guest, Jennifer Russell, who's VP of Technology at Eagle. Help me out, Jarvis, because I can't.
Eagle Technology,
yeah. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you for having me.
You're calling in from beautiful New Mexico, I understand?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Any snow or rain out there?
I had a lot of snow, actually. It's been snowing since yesterday. I mean, a lot of snow, I mean, comparatively, but to Maine, but about 5 or 6 inches.
Wow. That's good. We need it. We need the water. Don't give us any more because our dams are breaking over here. That's what's happening.
Yeah, I understand that.
So tell us about your company. How long have you guys been around?
Well, our parent company has been around for, you know, 2 years. I joined them 4 or 5 years ago. We started to... So 3 years ago, we developed technology, and we've just branched out to, you know, the Eagle being on its own. And, you know, we've been in the, me primarily, have been providing security to school districts throughout New Mexico and West Texas for, you know, at the time, 7 or 8 years. And then when the Sandy Hook tragedy occurred, we, the president of Security USA, our parent company, and I, sat down and started mapping out a plan to develop the technology where this type of incident hopefully won't, you know, that the casualty won't happen again.
All right. So what you set up sensors in schools, or it can be a business as well. You know, schools, one application.
Yes.
And then you hear the gunshot on the audio. Your software detects it. Your software triangulates it and says, listen, it's between sensor 1 and sensor 5, therefore it's probably in this approximate area. And then it sends out alerts to people so they can say, you know, don't go this way, go that way. Is that a good summary?
Well, sort of. I mean, the software is kind of what does all that kind of stuff. But the gunshot detectors themselves, you had Kathleen Griggs on your show at the ASIS last fall.
Uh-huh.
We took her detectors and have integrated them into the whole package.
Oh.
So we use her sensors. Our software is kind of the execution machine where, you know, her sensors actually, you know, will cue the whole system into motion. So once the gun is discharged, the sensors pick them up, and she cues the CCTV, which directs towards the shooter. And you can watch this all go on a screen from a security officer or a real-time crime center. And then it just sets up a scenario where the emergency notifications go out to law enforcement, to first responders, to triage, to the building owner. Separate set of commands that go to the classroom doors or perimeter doors, depending on where the shots are taking place. If they're outside, obviously, we're going to walk down the perimeter. If it's inside, we're going to walk down the classrooms or, and you know, in the case of a business, that their offices or, you know, wherever the employees might be. And also, we can integrate them with the, you know, the public address system, mass notification system, so people can be notified within 20 seconds of, you know, what is happening.
So this has really come a long way since when this first started, where since everything is integrated now and people work towards integration as the first step in building a security system, if I design it from the ground up and say, this is going to tie into my access control system, then I can tie it in and I can say, gunshot equals locked doors. It has to become that automatic if you program it properly.
Yes, sir.
So how do you reconcile that now with policy? What are schools doing to integrate? We know the technical stuff can be done. In fact, the technical things have always been able to be done, depending on the year, you know, whatever the latest technology was, it was there. But usually people lagged behind in the execution, not because of money per se. That was always a top list. I always found it was because of execution and sustainability. So how do schools integrate policy with your systems? In other words, you know, years ago, nobody wanted to put one in because they admitted there might be a problem. So talk about the policy integration, how that makes it work.
Well, it really hasn't been that difficult. I mean, there's, you know, most schools that I deal with today, you know, in the Southwest at least, they're actively drilling for active shooter situations. So it's on their mind. They know it's a possibility. So they're very open to this technology. And it kind of, you know, a lot of the places that I've been to and people that are interested in installing this, there's the money issue, especially in New Mexico here. You know, our budget's been cut and what have you. But, you know, it's a process. I mean, any type of policy change or, you know, directive requires, you know, school board meetings and parental input and that type of thing. So it hasn't been that difficult, but it's just been, you know, overcoming mostly the budgets. You know, people just don't have, you know, the money sitting on their desk and wait for us to come in and go, you know, oh, here it is.
Yeah. Well, in most security things, that's the case. What I find ironic is that if you have even a minor incident at your school, the lawsuit involved is going to either put you out of business or close your school down. So it's a cheap investment to have something that can give people early warnings to do it. I used to provide guard services for, I think at one time, like 16 to 20 private schools in Los Angeles, you know, all the schools where the kids cost, you know, $25,000 a year for grade school tuition. And right. I couldn't get these places that had a lot of money to put things in like this. It was a cultural thing. And maybe that's just California. I'm not really sure. It was a very difficult sell to people. And so maybe in your part of the country, it's, you know, it's a no-brainer because the culture has shifted to, hey, we got to do it. Which I'm glad to hear. You know, I think that's good. So talk about the cost on the, you don't have to give me quotes or things, but cost on these things kind of come down quite a bit in the past few years? Is it a subscription service or what is it?
No, there's no monitoring involved. It's completely automatic. So this thing will just, you know, the Eagle just sits by itself and it's activated upon, you know, gunshot. So the server itself is $60,000. If there's some, you know, existing systems, the CCTV, access control and things like that, it would just be the matter of, you know, tying all that in together and being the integrator that we are, that, you know, we're able to do that without too much trouble. Hope that, you know, the access control has open API. We can easily integrate with the access control and any IP cameras. Might have to add or tweak or something like that, but it's pretty simple and pretty straightforward.
Now, how
it costs less than a football field.
Well, sure. Yeah. I know we put a football field in at my kids' high school. It cost $1 million. AstroTurf,
exactly.
Fancy stuff, you know. All right, so 60 grand seems like a no-brainer to me. We can sell cookies or, you know, a newspaper drive or something to pay for that. So what does that entail at an average school? Is an average school getting, you know, I don't know, 10 detectors or 5 detectors? How many do you need to get that job done?
Well, you know, it depends. There's configurations of the building and what have you. But if you're looking at, you know, Kathleen likes to use the football field analogy where, you know, if you figure one football field, 6 sensors.
Oh, that's a pretty...
So it covers... Yeah. It covers a pretty wide area. And, you know, if we have, you know, a big brick wall in the way or something, we might have to add a couple more or something like that. But the server, you know, the $60,000 includes 4 sensors as well. So we can certainly get people started, you know, either indoor or outdoor. And it's scalable. Low profile. It's not, some people have this imagery of this giant satellite dish sitting out in the front yard or something in the school grounds,
right.
You know, that's going to be detecting all this gunfire. And you've seen them. They're the size of a waffle, you know, and they can go up in the ceiling and nobody's going to see them. And if nobody's told, no one's going to even know they're there.
Right. So let's talk about real time. Real time is defined in many different ways in the cyber world. So what does real time mean in gunshot detection nowadays? How, you know, what the gun goes off and an alert's going out in a couple seconds in real time?
Hi, hello?
It's real time, yes. And it tracks the times that, you know, the shots are fired. And like I said, it'll integrate into the real-time crime center so they can actually be on that, you know, have that screen up on that same building, and they can see actually what's going on if they get the phone call or they see on the screen that there's been a shot detected. They can just dial right into the CCTV, so there's a little icon on the screen just on a map overlay. And they can just dial right into that, and they can actually manipulate doors, either lock or unlock. And it would help law enforcement as well, you know, when they're responding to these active shooters, that they're not ambushed and they're going in there with a little bit more situational awareness, and it would typically have a more organized response.
Now, can these detectors detect the actual calibers yet? Can they tell the difference between a 45 and a 22, per se?
We can indoors. Outdoors is a little bit more difficult. We're working on that. But indoors, you know, we can tell the difference between, you know, 22 and a 12 gauge.
All right. Now, if we're going to think and visualize for us, I don't know if Jarvis has any images. Did you find any images of some of the stuff on their website? Maybe we can find them. Let's say this thing goes off and it's going to go off to multiple administrators or whoever's logged into the system. What is the system going to do as far as kind of a – give me a practical overview of how it's going to work. The shot goes off. Is it going to, you know, give messages that say, you know, gunshots at cafeteria, evacuate this direction, you know, real specific directions? Because in a crisis event, unless people have clear, you know, directions, they tend to kind of panic, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, it you know, it's situational programming, you know, it's based on scenarios. So if the shots are going off outside, then there's going to be, you know, in a lockdown situation. And this is all pre-programmed based on the scenario. So if it's in the cafeteria, the notifications go out that there's shots been detected in, you know, XYZ. The detectors pick up, I think, within five feet where the shooter is. So they're going to be able to direct the building occupants accordingly, and whoever is manning this, you know, in the security office, and you can actually see it right from the cell, from your smartphone. When the emergency notifications go out, you're going to get the map right there. You can say, okay, there he is. That's where he is. So, based on that, you can make the, you know, coordinate the response accordingly.
So my experience.
Did I answer your question?
Wait, yeah. Well, my experience with guards, because I manage thousands of them, is that doesn't work too well sometimes, okay? So if there's a guy that happened to be in a security office and his designated job was a dispatcher and a monitor and a command center, that would work fine. Most schools don't have that. There's a guy sitting at the front gate. He's under a tent or something or an umbrella. He might have a smartphone. He might not. So can we take this and put as many users as we want on the system? Can every teacher have this on their smartphone so each teacher then can control their particular evacuation or lockdown or protection of their students in their group?
Yes. We have email, text, and actually an auto dialer too. So people are actually telephoned as well. And they can all be on that notification list. Whoever you want on that list can be on there. We just program the email address or program the telephone number or whoever, you know, how they want to be notified, or all three. They get the notification that this is happening. And we understand, you know, it's a total chaotic event and everything's going everywhere. I mean, we're not going to put 100 people on that list. You know, there's going to be whoever needs to know. We're not going to, you know, make it crazier than it needs to be. But the right people will be on, you know, that notification list. And I'm sure they're going to have training and drilling of their own to how they are going to, you know, react.
Now, let's say I'm the on the police station down the street. And I want to be on this, and we give it to, I don't know, maybe we give it to the dispatcher. That's probably the best place to have it. Can the dispatcher log in as somebody outside the system, have permission to view what's going on, and get alerts so they can have coordinated response?
Yes, absolutely. We'd like to see that, especially in the more rural areas where, you know, you have a sheriff's office covering a wide area. I'm talking to a school district right now that, you know, if something were to happen at that school, they're kind of out of luck.
Right. So is
way off in the middle of nowhere.
So is that police department going to need their own subscription, or they just participate as a user on the school subscription or school, you know, not subscription, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can log into the system. We could set up a server right there at their, you know, their headquarters dispatch.
All right, cool. All right, so how many schools you guys got this in?
Well, we just launched this this past August, and we're just finishing up our second installation.
And now, who else would use it besides a school? Because that's obviously very important. But I mean, would this be just as applicable in an office building, or is there more challenges if it's inside an office or high rise?
Oh no, not at all. I mean, I've talked to you know, a great many CSOs and what have you so far. A lot of them are looking at it. You know, the workplace violence is more prevalent actually than school shootings.
Right.
You know, and so there's an initiative out there for this to be going into corporate offices. Any place that, you know, your public gathers in malls and, you know, talking to some people on the court level, municipalities, we go in and pay a water bill or something like that. It's a good place to have this type of protection
as
well. Oh,
yeah, yeah. People get upset with that stuff. Now, Jarvis found a video, Jarvis, right? We're going to play a video. I think you have a demo video, Jennifer. We'll play this and we can take a look at that so our viewers can see what's going on. Go ahead.
The Eagle System, an innovation of Security USA services. We would like to take this opportunity to explain the basic components of the system. The lock is a commercial grade 1 wireless lock, which operates on a low power, high frequency 802.15 signal. The lock features a proximity card with a Prox chip embedded for maximum protection. And with the added features of both pin pad access and keyed override in both large and small format interchangeable cores, the lock really does make the optimal entry point hardware for Eagle. The acoustic sensors were developed by leading scientists. The sensors provide location and ballistic data and directly integrate with the IP cameras to provide clear and concise images of the active shooter. Together, these simple yet effective devices comprise the Eagle system. The Eagle system is an automatic, autonomous gunshot monitoring system that can be easily installed into existing institutional buildings such as schools, hospitals, and government buildings. The administrator enters and checks the status of the Eagle. This school system is designed to allow entry in the morning through a specific series of doors in an effort to maximize security control of the populace and to efficiently screen all those who enter the site. That's the sound no one wishes to hear, especially in the peaceful and tranquil space of a learning center or in other soft target areas. But with Eagle, it's able to hear the muzzle blasts of the firearm, discern what model and caliber the weapon is, and isolate where it's coming from. Eagle integrates directly with access control, IP cameras, and motion detection to locate, take an image of the offender, and with the assistance of spatial GPS, isolate the exact location of the offender in real time. At which time, the aforementioned information is automatically sent to law enforcement, and Eagle automatically locks down space around the offender and limits their movement, while allowing soft targets the opportunity to escape safely. Eagle operates on a wireless platform. As such, it allows remote management from anywhere a wireless internet signal is possible, and by anyone who's been given authorization to access it, e.g. law enforcement and other agencies. Here, the school principal speaks on the phone and guides law enforcement to the location of the active shooter in the building. The super user, admin or authorized user, or in this case police, is able to provide direct entry access remotely to law enforcement personnel to safely assist in the apprehension of the offender. As soon as entry is made, the entry point lock re-engages behind to secure the access point. Law enforcement is then able to locate and apprehend the offender without risk of further violence. As soon as law enforcement has cleared the scene, the system is returned to normal operation with just a single simple click. Peace, safety, and tranquility are restored and preserved with Eagle. Eagle was developed in the wake of the Sandy Hook tragedy and similar incidents with the latest scientific advancements in technology and with industry-leading experts in an effort to reduce the threat to soft targets, building occupants, and high-value assets. Please contact your local Eagle representative today.
Jennifer, that was a very good video. Very nice.
Hey, you know, we filmed that over there in MLK Boulevard and Washington Street.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was very comprehensive.
Private school there on the corner?
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. Now, let's talk about those locks. Those are proprietary locks that work with your system. But is this open platform? Could I make them work with other locks if there was an interface and stuff?
If there's an open API, we can work with any other lock. We represent, we're a dealer, one of the largest dealers for that particular line, and we use that lock as when we were, in the initial designs of Eagle.
Very, very nice. It's very cool. Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you for coming. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, and we have, they've also manufactured a classroom lock that, outfitting, hundreds of doors with that particular lock that we show in the video would get expensive, and we have a classroom lock that's probably a quarter of what that price is. So
that's already integrated with the system.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's fabulous. All right, well, give us your website. How we can get hold of you?
www.eagletechnology.com, and Eagle is EAGL.
EAGL. Okay, EAGLtechnologies.com. Jennifer, it's been great. Jennifer Russell, EagleTechnologies.com. Gunshot detection and lockdown systems. Excellent, excellent. I wish you guys luck. Welcome to come on the show anytime and keep us abreast of the latest developments. And thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good night.
Take care.
All right, Mr. Drivers, until next week. We're out. Peace out.